Dear friends, let us pray. Mighty God, the shepherds of old were full of your praises, saying that all they had heard and seen was mirrored by what they had been told. Move among us now with your Holy Spirit, that we too might hear and experience the wonder and joy of the living word, as we seek to welcome the written word into our lives. In Jesus' name, amen. At Christmas, we know that the heart of God opens to the hunger of the world. God's divine answer is the love of Jesus for us. God offers the dark world a ray of hope and light. Jesus' birth tells us that God will never forsake us. He will remain with us always and love us no matter what. We can trust his gift of love to us in the Christ child born in the manger tonight. On Christmas Day, we celebrate that God's light and love and hope in Christ once again shines brightly in our hearts. The darkness of the world will not overtake God's promises of goodness for us. Christ's kingdom of love and light will reign and prevail. The theologian William Barclay writes, "The fact of Jesus' coming is the final, unanswerable proof that God cares. Jesus has come to clear away the darkness of uncertainty and doubt. In Jesus, we are able to see the hope and glorious light of heaven shining in our midst." Isaiah writes, "The people walking in darkness have seen a great light. On those living in the land of the shadow of death, a light has dawned." Dietrich Bonhoeffer, martyred for his faith during World War II in Germany, writes, "In the light of Christ, there is hope. There is no defeat. God is love. That means that the beginning and ending of human life are sheltered in God's hands." And again, Isaiah writes, "For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be upon his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, and Prince of Peace." Mother Teresa of Calcutta calls us to put our trust in God's light and in his guidance. She invites us to ask Jesus into our hearts and to flood our souls. We can pray for his light to penetrate each one of our hearts tonight. Christmas invites us to approach the manger again. We wait and hope that God will open his heart of love and light to each of us tonight. In the magnificent birth of his Son, Jesus Christ, God calls each of us to be his own beloved children, now and forever, in the lowly babe born in the magnificence of God for each of us in our hearts. Pastor Mike asked that we read tonight the nativity story in the family Bible. Since this is a family service with many young people, for all generations to hear again the magnificence of the birth of our Lord and Savior. And Reverend Matt Skolnick and I are going to share the reading. Matt?
This evening's reading comes from the Story for Children, a storybook Bible by Max Lucado, Randy Fries, and Karen Davis Hill. The Christmas story in their book is the 22nd chapter. The Jewish people settled in their land, and hundreds of years passed. Generations were born, grew up, and died. Great kingdoms of the world rose and fell, and the Jews still waited for the promised one, the king greater than King David. When the time was just right, God prepared some very special people to welcome his son. Mary loved her village and the hills around the little town of Nazareth. The morning dew felt cold on Mary's toes as she walked to the well for water. "Good morning," a voice interrupted Mary's walk. Who are you? Mary asked the stranger. I am the angel Gabriel, and God has sent me to tell you something important. The Lord has blessed you and is with you, said the angel visitor. Mary's mind was full of questions and confusion. Don't be afraid, the angel assured her. God is very pleased with you. God has chosen you to be the mother of the Son of God. Soon you will have a baby boy, and you will call him Jesus. He will be called Great, and he will save the world. But how can this be? Said Mary, still confused. I'm not married yet. God will cause a miracle to happen. With God, all things are possible. Mary listened and believed the angel's words. I trust the Lord. I am God's servant, and I am ready for this miracle. Mary knew this was a great blessing, and she began to sing praises to the Lord. Meanwhile, the angel visited Joseph. He was a good man, and he loved Mary very much. The angel came to Joseph in a dream with the same message. God has caused a miracle to happen. Even though you aren't married, God's Holy Spirit has caused Mary to be pregnant. She will have a baby boy, and you will name him Jesus. Give him that special name, because it means he will save his people from their sins. Joseph believed all that the angel said. He was ready to obey. Mary was ready to obey. Together, they waited for the special miracle to become true. Joseph gently lifted Mary onto the donkey's back, and their journey began. The Roman emperor picked a bad time to make us go to our hometowns, Joseph complained. Yes, agreed Mary, but it is the law. He wants to count his citizens. The trip to Bethlehem was a hard journey for a woman about to have a baby. Late that night, they reached the little town. I'll find room so you can rest, Joseph said. But at every home, it was full. He knocked on door after door and got the same answer. Full. No more rooms. Try down the street. Mary was very tired and Joseph was worried. He kept knocking and begging for a room. Please, we'll take any little corner, anything you have. My wife is about to have a baby. The last person felt sorry for the young couple and said, there is a stable. It's small and dark, and with the animals, it's not very clean. And they replied, we will take it.
Joseph made Mary as comfortable as he could in the damp little stable, and not a moment too soon, for that night her baby boy was born, just as the angel had said. They named the baby Jesus. Mary looked at her beautiful baby, remembering the angel's words, "He will save the world." That same night, some shepherds were taking care of their sheep in a nearby field. An angel of the Lord appeared to the shepherds with a glorious light shining all around. The shepherds had never seen such a thing, and they were scared. But the angel calmed them down by saying, "Don't be afraid. I am bringing you good news that will be a joy to all the people. Today, your Savior was born in Bethlehem. This is how you will know him. He will be wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger. Then many angels appeared in the sky, singing and praising God for the wonderful gift of baby Jesus. They sang, "Glory to God in heaven and on earth, peace and goodwill toward men." The shepherds could hardly wait to meet the baby Savior, so they went straight to town, looking for a baby lying in the manger. When they found Mary, Joseph, and Jesus, they knew that the angel's words were true. Amen. God came to us tonight because he wanted to join us on this road of life, to be part of our story, to help us know that he is moving us from a house of darkness to a house of light and peace and love. This is the great mystery of Christmas, my friends. It continues to give us comfort and consolation that Christ has joined us on our journey in life by becoming like us in the baby born in the manger. And that God of love who was born in the manger gave us life, that he would be with us at all times and in all places, that we never have to feel lost in our struggles, but we can always trust in him, that he walks with us as the Savior of the world. Thanks be to God. Amen. At this time, we have the great joy of Jennifer Lee Beasley joining the church by profession of faith, and Na Yang joining the church and being baptized as a child of God for this church. Will they please come forward?
Hear the words of our Lord Jesus Christ. All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Go, therefore, and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything that I have commanded you. And remember, I am with you always to the end of the age. Obeying the word of the Lord Jesus Christ and confident of God's promises, we baptize those whom God has called. In baptism, God claims us and seals us to show that we belong to God. God frees us from sin and death, uniting us with Jesus Christ in his death and in his resurrection. By water and the Holy Spirit, we are made members of the church, the body of Christ, and joined to Christ's ministry of love, peace, and justice. Let each of us remember with joy our own baptism as we celebrate this sacrament.
On behalf of the session, I'd like to present Na Yang for baptism.
Na, putting your whole trust in Jesus Christ, do you desire to be baptized?
Do we, the members of the congregation, promise to guide and nurture Na by word and deed, with love and prayer, encouraging her to know and follow Christ and to be a faithful member of his church. Do we?
We do.
On behalf of Session, I'd like to present Jennifer Lee Beasley for membership, making her public profession of faith and reaffirming the baptismal covenant into which she was baptized. We rejoice that you now desire to declare your faith and to share with us in our common ministry. We rejoice with you as you claim again the promises of God, which are yours through your baptism.
Through baptism, we enter the covenant God has established. In that covenant, God gives us new life. We are guarded from evil and nurtured by love of God and God's people. In embracing that covenant, we choose whom we will serve by turning from evil and turning to Jesus Christ. I ask you both, Jenny and Na, to reject sin, to profess your faith in Jesus Christ, and to confess the faith of the church, the faith in which we baptize. Trusting in the gracious mercy of God, do you, Jenny and Na, turn from the ways of sin and renounce evil and its power in the world? Do you turn to Jesus Christ and accept him as your Lord and Savior, trusting in his grace and love? Will you be Christ's faithful disciple, obeying his word and showing his love?
These questions are for the congregation. With the whole church, let us confess our faith. Do you believe in God the Father? You can follow along as printed in the bulletin.
I believe God the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth.
Do you believe in Jesus Christ, the Son of God?
I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day, he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come to judge the living and the dead.
Do you believe in God the Holy Spirit?
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen.
Jenny and Na, each of you has publicly professed your faith this evening. Will each of you be a faithful member of this congregation, share in its worship and ministry through your prayers and gifts, your study and service, and so fulfill your calling to be a disciple of Jesus Christ? Will you devote yourselves to the church's teaching and fellowship, to the breaking of bread and the prayers? People of God, will you promise to uphold and support these new members, Jenny and Na, as our family in their lives in Christ? Father God, uphold and defend Jenny by the power and presence of your Holy Spirit through Jesus Christ. Amen. Water cleanses, purifies, refreshes, sustains. Jesus Christ is the living water. Through baptism, Christ calls us to new obedience, to love and trust God completely, to forsake the evil of the world, and to live a new and holy life. Baptism is the sign and seal of God's eternal covenant of grace with us.
Let us pray. Almighty God, we ask that you send your Spirit to move through this water, that it may be a fountain of deliverance and rebirth. Wash away the sin of all who are cleansed by it. Raise them to new life and graft them into the body of Christ. Pour out your Holy Spirit upon them that they may have power to do your will and continue forever in the risen life of Christ. To you, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, one God, be all praise, honor, and glory now and forevermore. Amen.
杨娜，我今天在这里为你实行洗礼，在这里以圣父的名为你实行洗礼，以圣子的名为你实行洗礼，奉圣灵的名为你在这里实行洗礼。 Let's pray. O Lord, send your Holy Spirit upon Na and fill her again and again. Uphold and defend her by your power and presence in Jesus Christ. Give her a spirit of wisdom and understanding, a spirit of counsel and might, and a spirit of knowledge and of love for the Lord, a spirit of joy in your presence, both now and forever. Amen.
Come here, Na. Na. Come here. Let me read it. Na, child of the covenant, you have been sealed by the Holy Spirit in baptism and marked as Christ's own forever. Please join with me in welcoming Na into God's family and to our church family. Congratulations, Na, and to Jenny.
Your baby boy will one day walk on water. Mary, did you know that your baby boy will save our sons and daughters? Did you know that your baby boy has make you new in this child that you've delivered? We'll soon deliver you. Mary, did you know that your baby boy gave sight to a blind man? Mary, did you know that your baby boy will calm a storm with his hand? Did you know that your baby boy has worked to angels call? When you kiss your little baby, you've kissed the face of God. Oh, Mary, did you know?
blind will see, the deaf will hear, the dead will live again. The lame will lead, the dumb will speak, the praises of the Lamb. Oh, Mary, did you know?
Did you know that your baby boy is Lord of all creation? Mary, did you know that baby boy will one day rule the nations? They do know that your baby boy is heaven's perfect lamb, and the sleeping child you're holding
is the great I Am.
Praise the Lord. Merry Christmas.
Amen. Thank you, beautiful Na. Thank you. I would invite you now to please stand and remain standing for the remainder of the service. Let us join together in unison as we say together the scripture reading, Matthew 5, 14 through 16, and then move into the candle lighting, the passing of the light, and the closing hymn, Silent Night, and the closing prayer and blessing, which Matt will bring us, and remain standing for our benediction response, Joy to the World. Let us say together as the people of God, you are the light of the world. A city built on a hill cannot be hid. No one, after lighting a lamp, puts it under the bushel basket, but on the lampstand, and it gives light to all in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before others, so that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father in heaven. Amen.
Let us pray.
For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders. And he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the greatness of his government and peace, there will be no end. He will reign on David's throne and over his kingdom, establishing and upholding it with justice and righteousness from that time on and forever.
Let us pray. O merciful and gracious God, we give you thanks not only for this season, but for this moment. We thank you that it, as in the first Christmas, that you are present with us tonight. We ask that as we depart to go with family and friends and loved ones, that the Christ child would dwell not only within our being, but in our actions, that the joy, the grace, the faithfulness, and the steadfast love that you offer might be seen in all that we say, in all that we do. In the name of Christ Jesus, we give thanks. Amen. Amen. Sisters and brothers, may God bless you, and may God keep you. May God's face shine upon you. May God's countenance rise over you and grant you peace. Amen.